Shocker, how you doing?
Good. Solid today, buddy.
Nice. What's your realistic expectations for Jack Campbell?
Expectations? I mean, it's hard to know because the consistency hasn't been great, so it's hard to say. I think against this opponent tonight, I think it's just about go out, have a solid game, and try not to let any bad ones in. You know, just go do your job and stop the ones you're supposed to. I think if he can do that, then that's a good night for him. I would expect with the amount of time that he's had to work on his game recently that he should be able to go and do that.
Is a good game tonight. Do you go back to Wednesday?
No.
You wouldn't, right? Build some momentum for the big guy?
I know, Strud. They're going to need him, right? They're going to need him.
You guys, listen. You know, there will come the day where you two guys will say you were right, Struddy.
No, right. That's not what I'm saying. I am not an I told you so guy. I don't operate that way. It's just, it's funny because you're trying to squeak in your little narrative there, trying to just sneak it into the collective logic. might as well go back to him, eh? Might as well go back to him, eh? Might need him. No, they need Jack Campbell. I agree with you. You never know when you might need him. It's good to get him some looks. But if you go back to Jack Campbell tonight, then you are a week between starts for Stuart Skinner, and I don't think you do that. I don't think you don't do that if you don't need to. So, no, you go Campbell tonight, you give Skinner the next two, and then it's real obvious on the 27th and 28th what you do between Arizona and Vegas. So you know he's going to play again in a week, and I think you just roll with Skinner there, Struds, but good try.
Yeah, well, listen, I heard something that Woodley, and it was Woodley, this was earlier, and I think at 2:20, Greg's, and Woodley said Campbell's the kind of guy that it's hard for him to get better without playing. And I went back and thought about when he's kind of got his role going there, you know, pre and then post-Christmas, he was playing more. And I'm not sitting here suggesting he's the number one goalie, but two areas I think they got to tidy up, backup goaltending and penalty kill. And that's kind of where my approach to this is. I'm not stealing the starter's net away from Skinner. I'm trying to just bolster as many areas of my game as possible. If I'm Jay Woodcroft.
Sorry to interrupt.
No, that's it. Jay Woodcroft.
Okay.
Period.
So then I'll put this right back to you and Kevin, right? What is the right way to keep your starter in his rhythm?
Well,
and what consequence is there for sitting him for a week?
Yeah.
Because that is by far more important than worrying about whether Campbell's getting enough as a backup, right? So I don't know the answer to that, but what would Woodley say? Because if you say to keep the backup engaged, and Campbell especially, but it's way more important to make sure you don't muck around with Skinner and his groove and his confidence. Mm-hmm. So, like, 10 out of 10 importance, what does Stuart Skinner need right now to maintain a high level of play? And 4 out of 10, what does Jack Campbell need to have a good chance to keep his game where he needs it to be?
No, and that's a fair comment. So, joined by Ryan Rashog, talking all things Edmonton Oilers, a pregame show coming up here right away on TSN 1260 tonight. When you look at the way that the forward lines are set up and you see what Kane did last game, is that just obviously he knows, like, I don't like the word, but I'll use it anyways, gamemanship. But if he can start feeling that shot coming off his stick, I mean, now you're a defender trying to figure out, God, we got Connor shooting for 60. This guy's got a hat trick last game. Like, that's got to be a challenge matchup wise for any line matched up against those guys.
Yeah, 430 goal scorers here, and Kane, scoring on what would have been a 30 goal pace. Pretty overwhelming goal scoring and offense that the Oilers can push out there. And for Kane, like, he looks to me, guys, like he's not thinking about the wrist too much. He's letting her rip, and the shot seems to be gaining more zip than it had in it before. You can tell he feels, like, to me, he wasn't shooting as much before because he knew he didn't have enough on it to have a realistic chance at scoring. When you see him scoring goals now, you can tell he's got the confidence back in that shot. So it's coming at a great time. I mean, just a massively important player for this team. When you look at what he did in the playoffs, my goodness, you cannot stress enough how many different ways this guy moves the needle for this club in a bunch of different ways. So the fact that he seems to have regained his health, regained his shot confidence, we know there's going to be a good level of swagger and cockiness there, and this lineup needs it. Really good sign that he's hitting his stride right now.
Well, it's massive for a team. And I know that some people mocked the GM when he said, hey, Evander Kane's like a trade deadline acquisition for him. Ken Holland said that. Obviously, he went out and, and got Ekholm and Bukestad. But he was accurate in the sense that he hasn't been overly healthy for, you know, for long stretches. He missed half the season this year. So just as he started to get good, then he got injured again. And if Kane gets on a rhythm, and, you know, he like a lot of guys, you score a hat trick, man, you're booming with confidence heading down the stretch. Everybody else is scoring. You know, the order is, it's funny about the order's offense in 2023. It's progressively gotten better every month.
Yeah.
Right? They were averaging 3.58 goals. Then it was up to 3.7. Now they're up, like, since January 1st overall, they're now up to like 4.31 goals per game. It's ridiculous how many goals the Oilers are scoring. And that was with Kane not doing a whole bunch. And if he starts heating up, like, honestly, tonight, like, I go to the game and I'm like, well, Edmonton against San Jose, like, the Oilers are scoring 5 goals, and it doesn't, I'm like, that just seems like a no-brainer to me. Mm-hmm. As crazy as it sounds.
Yeah, no, the offense is, it's overwhelming. We did a piece on SportsCenter today on this very thing, just the goal scoring and the level of offense that they're bringing. The only team in the last 10 years that's averaged more goals per game than this year's Oilers or last year's Panthers. So if that's not a cautionary tale about you need more than that. And that's why, guys, like Struds, anytime we ask these guys about their offense, whether it's McDavid or Draisaitl or whatever, they always bring it around to, but we know in here the difference is going to be our ability to defend. Like, it's drilled into them. They know it. They're not going to be able to outscore their mistakes at playoff time 4 rounds in. You know, maybe you can get through a series or two of weaker opponents, but when you get down to the Final Four and the Cup Final, you need to be a team that knows how to play a high level of defense, and that is what this group is refining. The offense is going to be there. But really, it's about this team's ability to defend at a Stanley Cup championship level. Because you're not going to score your way to a cup in today's game. You have to be able to defend.
And it's not just 10 years, Shogar, really. You got to go back to 1996, other than Florida and Pittsburgh. Those are the only two teams since 96 who average more goals per game than the others. Like, they are scoring at a really high rate. They'd have to go absolutely nuclear here to catch Florida last season. They'd have to average, I think it's 5.2 goals per game in their final 12 games to do it. But when you consider that 7 of those games are against some lower teams, you never know. Because I want Edmonton to have the mentality that the Oilers of the 80s had. When they got up 6-0, Gretzky's like, we want 7. And I think that becomes a killer instinct. Well, doing it while maintaining a little bit of defensive consciousness, that's going to be the challenge for them down the stretch. Shogar, we'll see you at the rink. Have a good one.
Okay, sounds good, guys.